according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at his customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While Jesus was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And learn the meaning of the words, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, self-righteous, but sinners." Today's feast of the calling of St. Matthew is the paradigmatic example of the Lord's putting into practice that very divine desire. He has come to call sinners because he desires mercy. As we see in Matthew's vocation, in every vocation, with the one exception of Our Lady, the Lord calls out of mercy. He finds us where we are at our customary patterns and places, often at work, in the middle of the day, knowing how much we need him, and he calls us to follow him. He calls us not despite our sins, but in a sense, through our sins, because he wishes to transform them and bring us through the experience of his mercy to a place far greater after having been forgiven than we were even previous to our fall, as St. Ambrose used to proclaim to the early church. Today in the first reading, the church has us ponder St. Paul's words to the Ephesians, to live in a manner worthy of the calling you have received, to grow to full stature of Christ, to mature manhood. But that process of maturation is when we deepen our sense of the mercy at the root of our vocation. Today we celebrate the 64th anniversary of the calling of Pope Francis, first to be a priest, and little did anyone know at the time that what was happening in a confessional with Father Carlos Duarte Ibarra was what God was using, not just to summon a future priest and confessor, but a future pope. He just went into the confessional spontaneously, having asked Father Ibarra, who had this appearance of holiness and whom he didn't know. Father Ibarra had come there to Buenos Aires essentially to die, to receive some treatment at a local facility, which was a last resort, and would be dead within 2 years. But that encounter with this 16-year-old in a confessional totally changed not only the pattern of his day, but the pattern of his life. He left that confessional no longer thinking about becoming a chemist, but becoming cleric, so that he would be able to continue that calling through mercy. He chose as his motto, as you know, "Miserando ad quaeligendo," which we pondered this morning in the breviary, St. Bede's words that the Lord, looking upon him with mercy and choosing him, said to him, "Follow me." So it's an opportunity for us to look at the roots of our vocation. The Lord called us not because we could pray the Hail Holy Queen better than anybody else when we were three, to the praise of the septuagenarians in the pew behind. The Lord called us not because we were the second coming of the Immaculate Conception. The Lord called us so that we, like Matthew, could be walking, living, breathing, proclaiming, smiling advertisements that His mercy endures forever. Today, as we come forward to pray this Mass, we remember what happened after this scene. St. Matthew, so moved by the Lord's summoning him, despite the fact that he was a pariah in his culture, for collaborating with the Romans to swindle his own Jewish people, that he wanted to call others to experience that same gift of mercy. And then he wrote the gospel so that through the end of time we would be able to encounter that same merciful Savior. One of my favorite words is Splantizomai, which St. Matthew, above all the evangelists, uses to describe what happens within Jesus. Splantizomai means that his viscera basically become volcanic. His heart was moved with pity, doesn't do justice to the expression. It means that he was being overturned. He was sick to his stomach with compassion on the crowds. The Lord, in fact, desires this mercy, and he comes to call us ready to give everything that he can to make that mercy efficacious in our life. And the greatest daily expression of that is here, when he gives us his body and blood for the redemption of our sins. May we, like Matthew before us, become messengers of this gospel of merciful love to all the earth.